Lawmakers are impressed by Carney's spending recommendations, though some for different reasons than others. Carney wants a $500 across-the-board raise for state workers and is seeking funds to begin moving lower-wage earners on the state payroll closer to $15 an hour. State Senator Kyle Evans-Gay says those moves would send a message to Delaware businesses.
This is an incredibly important statement, both to recognize the work that's being done and, as we say, to set a tone moving forward that the state is willing to invest in people. And we hope that the private sector is willing to invest in people and in workers as well.
The state legislature is expected to introduce a bill raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour statewide this session. House Minority Leader Danny Short and other Republicans worry about increasing the minimum wage amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
I would hope that those folks in the General Assembly that are here with me listen to the business community. They'll tell you flat out that this is not the right time. When a restaurant is operating at 30% of capacity, to throw anything else onto them at this particular time it could be the nail.
Research is largely inconclusive as to whether increasing the minimum wage really does hurt businesses. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.